Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Yeah, boy, it's time for Bosom Selector on BFM Breakfast. We're lucky to be joined by, I'd say, an icon of 95BFM.
We've got, I think,
Renee Jones on the line. Morena e hoa.
Morena, how are you?
We're so good. Oh, how are you? Good.
I'm good. I'm a wee bit dusty. I've come off the back of a very large weekend, but it's all been fun.
What did you go to? Because there was so much on. What did you head along to?
There was so much on. So what I did, so I did the show on Friday, and then on Saturday night, Phil, who's my husband, he's another gang of four person, mm-hmm. we went to see Half Sister and the New Existentialists at 6:05 in Morningside.
Ah, oh, yeah. Cool.
That was quite a party. And then we went to Tool last night, so it's been huge.
How was Tool? I was talking to the Tool people because I kind of rolled out of the Pixies feeling quite chatty for some reason. I was talking to the Tool people and they said it was amazing.
Yeah, the visuals, the sound, honestly, it's just incredible. They're like, I mean, massive sort of art rock vibes, which is no bad thing. And they played my very favourite Tool song, Prison Sex, and I actually cried. So,
oh, Renee, tears at Tool.
Tears at Tool.
Oh, well, it's really lovely to have you on the show. Obviously, you're a part of the Gang of Four. You're one of the Gang of Four. And you do a great show once a month.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's four of us. We've all been around the beef for a little while. And it's just, it's fun on it. Yeah, it just sort of gets people into the weekend playing. I mean, we play new music, but we kind of specialise in playing some of the older BFM hits as well. And we've all got our own little things that we're particularly interested in. So it's just every week is quite different from the last. And I know we've got some listeners who like to try and figure out who's on before we start talking by the music that we play, which is quite fun.
That's good. That's a good game. That's Friday, 7 till 9pm. Can you give us a little crash course in your history at BFM, though, and what you've done up until now?
Oh, boy.
Because there's a long list of stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, I've been around for a while. I started because I was obsessed with music from the time I was very little, I think. And I drove all my school friends insane by just going on and on and on about New Zealand music. I think it's all I actually talked about. And telling everyone that one day I was going to be on BFM, and they were just like, oh, yeah, whatever. And then when I went to uni and did a BA and went up to BFM, and because that was my whole point of being at university. And I loved the BA, but the whole point was really getting involved in BFM. So I went up one day in my first year, and I was absolutely terrified. Everyone looked so cool, so I just ran away and didn't come back again for a few months. So it was a bit sad. And then I thought, oh, no, this is what you want to do. You've got to just, come on, be brave. Yeah. So I went up again and had a chat to some people, and they were lovely, and I started sort of just hanging out, helping out, putting records away and stuff. Eventually got to do a graveyard show.
Awesome.
So I think Dominic Noller and Robert Sullen were the very first program directors when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And did a graveyard. And then I just cycled. I've been there 36 years, I think.
Amazing.
Jesus. That's so cool.
Yeah, and I've cycled through a whole bunch of shows. I've done Saturday 2 to 4s. I've done graveyards. I did Freak the Sheep for a little while with my friend Rachel Groover.
Oh, yeah.
All sorts of different shows. So now I'm really happy on the Friday slot once a month because I'm kind of busy, so once a month is perfect. And by the time I get to that week, I am so hanging out to be there again, so it's great.
Yeah, you must be busting, like, full of tunes. I love Gang of Four. I feel like it sets the perfect tone for the weekend ahead, you know?
Just music, a bit of silliness, you know, whatever. Just, hopefully gets everyone into the right mind frame. And then you've got the ponies afterwards, which really pick up the party pace, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's a good lineup, the old Friday nights on BFM.
It sure is.
Yeah.
As our Bosom Selector, you've chosen a couple of tracks for us. What should we start with?
Thinking the Skeptics.
Yeah.
So they're my favourite band in the universe ever. They're amazing. And this song, it's a wee bit of a sad one. I don't want to bring everyone down on Monday, but it's just a very beautiful song. So David Dowth, the lead singer, sadly got diagnosed with leukaemia. And I think the song is called Mammoth, and I think he wrote it about, he knew he didn't have much time left, and it's just about knowing that he was going to leave the people he loved. It's, you know, that's what I figure out from the meaning of it. And it's just, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. So yeah, The Skeptic's Mammoth. And I saw them play this at, they played an incredible show at the Glue Pot. I think it was July 1990 or thereabouts. And it was like a religious experience. David Douth was really sick at the time, but he just had so much energy. It was almost unnatural, supernatural. It was incredible. And then he passed away, sadly, a few months afterwards. So just to be able to see that show was just such a privilege.
Gosh, beautiful. Incredible. Let's have a listen to Mammoth from the Skeptics.
With Mammoth, chosen by our wonderful bosom selector today, Renee Jones. Such a great track.
Gosh.
Isn't it beautiful?
I was actually reading up about that yesterday, of all things. And
oh, no way.
It's so gorgeous to, like, hear it. Oh, man, that must have been incredible live.
Oh, my gosh. I just, yeah, I can't even explain. It was, unreal.
Yes. Dear listeners, if you've been living under a rock, Renee is one of our wonderful Gang of Four hosts every Friday night. You can catch Renee once a month as part of the Gang of Four rotation. You've just done a show on Friday, but if people are fiending for more of your wonderful selections, they can see you at the Christmas party, eh?
They can see me at the Christmas party, yeah. So December the 12th, I'm on the lineup. It's a really cool, very eclectic lineup, actually. The whole, all, you know, the artists and the DJs, so that's going to be very exciting. So yeah, 12th of December, which is a Friday. Yes,
it's going to be a good time.
I'll just quickly do a shout out to my other Gang of Four. It's Phil Armstrong, the Professor, and Pat Fife, and yeah, they've all been integral parts of BFM for many, many years as well. So yeah, but the party's going to be awesome fun.
Shout out. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so cool. What do you know? Have you decided what you're going to play yet? Are you going to do all
No,
vinyl?
I don't know.
It's going to be vibes based.
Yeah, it's totally going to be like the vibe leading up to the night. Yeah. It could go anywhere at this point.
Wow.
That's all I can say.
How
yes.
exciting.
But yeah, but hopefully, I mean, it'll be tunes that people hopefully know and love and all that kind of thing.
Mystery
and
set.
Some new stuff too.
Yeah. Mystery set from Renee.
Bangers.
Bangers.
Yeah.
I guess, like, as, you know, part of the older generation of BFM, I'd just like to thank you. You're one of my favourite people to nerd out about New Zealand music with.
That's so lovely.
There's something so special about it.
Oh, that's just... I mean, the thing about BFM is that it's a family, it's a whānau.
Mm-hmm.
And,
out.
You know, I've made so many lifelong friends. Like, you know, some of my best friends in the world people I've met at BFM and continue to, you know, will be friends with forever, and meeting, you know, new people like you guys, really, it's so exciting as well. Just seeing what the next generations are running with, and it feels so inclusive and lovely and warm, and yeah, just to be able to nerd out about music with a whole bunch of awesome people is quite a special thing, I think, to be able to do. So, yeah, and you guys keep up the good work because it's just great too.
Aw,
thanks, Renee.
Just
my Fuzzy's all around.
Absolute favourite person to nerd out with music about. If you want to nerd out with music, about music with Renee, tune into Gang 4.
Yeah,
and also tune into Gang 4 every week. Like, those others, they're incredible.
They are. They're all very different, but... You know, everyone's got a very strong sort of sense of what they like, and it's always good, basically. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think anyway. And they're talking about them, not talking about me, I'm talking about them. I love listening to their shows.
I love every Gang of Four.
So good.
The next track you've chosen is Who You Are from $1 Million. Tell us a little bit about this.
Right. Now, yeah, this is another one that's quite special to me. I, for a while, worked... in an organisation that's still going strong, Independent Music New Zealand. They're the Indie Record Label Association, and they are like a trade union or whatever, a board of indie record labels. Anyway, so I met these guys, $1 million. So it's another slightly sad story. Their manager was Stephen O'Hoy, just lovely, lovely guy, great manager. He also worked at the Amplifier, digital music website, and yeah, he was awesome. He sadly passed away in 2016 unexpectedly. Aww. But we all miss him terribly. But anyway, he looked after these guys, and they were just so great. they were a big band. Like, the other thing I do is I'm the publicist for Audio Culture, and I do a bit of writing for them. So there's a $1 million story on Audio Culture by Peter McLennan, which tells you about these guys if you haven't heard of them before. They had about 20 members.
Wow.
Throughout. I mean, not all at one time, although they played, you know, they were a big band, and they went off live. They were so much fun. And yeah, Richie Setford, the singer, he went and lived in Berlin for a while, but I have a feeling he's back, so I'm going to go and try and track him down.
Yeah, track him down.
And then this awesome Brazilian guy called Hobbs, he lived in New Zealand. He was in the band. He added a real special flavour to it, and he's back in Brazil. So, yeah, it's just, I thought I'd pick the song because it's just a very fun way to send everybody into their working week. I think it should put a big smile on your dial.
Wonderful. Let's have a listen. Thank you so much, Renee. Thank you to your contribution to B. Thank you for joining us this morning. And
thank you
to your contribution to New Zealand music.
Hell yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Such a legend.
And back to you guys too.
Thanks, Renee.
Yay.
Have a
great
week.
Bye.
Bye.
See me now, throwing back my arms. I've got something to savor. Throwing it high. Kids throwing it high. Sunday. Look at the fire.
was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.